The DNR has suspended burning in many parts of Wisconsin. Wildfire prevention specialist Catherine Cooley says the fire danger rose to high as the warmer weather moved in.
Compared to, say, last year, we've already doubled in the number of fires that we've seen historically. So, yeah, it's definitely an early season. You know, it really depends on when the snow cover disappears and as things green up. A little bit of an early start this year, and we'll kind of see how things are going. But from a number standpoint, you know, most of these fires have been pretty small, so they're usually about an acre in size, and our folks can get to them and put them out pretty quick.
Cooley says almost all of the fires are caused by people.
Well, the majority of them are folks who are burning leaves, brush, pine needles, and also in burn barrels. Right now, the take-home message here is to, you know, get a permit, follow the restrictions on the permit, and make sure your fire is out. And really, it's just about burning on a different day. So hold off until those conditions subside.
One of the greater concerns this year is the rising number of unmanned aircraft systems or drones in the air operated by the general public, particularly over fire areas. Cooley says those drones can hurt efforts to put out fires.
A lot of folks got drones for Christmas last year, and it's obviously a big concern in the fire world. You know, one of our biggest assets is our aircraft, and we use them for detection and suppression purposes. So, you know, if we do see a drone over a fire, we will pull all of our air assets out of the sky. So obviously that doesn't help us put the fire out if that happens.
The DNR website has a number of links that give you updates on fire danger and burning permits. We also have a link on the WXPR website. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.